Hey, this is local recording artist Bex, and you're listening to CFCR 90.5 FM.
Is it's time for the stand up sit down on CFCR. Here's your host, Trevor Dean.
Another Thursday evening, another edition of the stand up sit down, Saskatoon's only comedy related show where we examine the art of stand up comedy through the people who know it best, comedians. Without the expensive therapy bills or addictions. I am your host, Trevor Dean, local stand-up comic, jack of all trades, master of none. Just ask my mother. And don't forget, if you want to find out more about the show and our guests and who we have on, who's coming up, we are connected to social media. Go to the website, thestandupsitdownshow.com. Click on the About the show link, scroll right to the bottom. You will find all of the social media links for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Follow us on those social media pages. Be a part of the conversation. Let us know what you think. We've also got an email address that you can send us your comments and words of praise because we are comedians and we're a needy bunch and we like to be told that we are doing a good job. Not necessarily that we're handsome, because this is radio and you can't really see us, but just imagine that we're three of the handsomest looking dudes you've ever seen. Of course, we have with us tonight two of the local comedians who are on opposite ends of the personality scale. We've got one that is so loud that he doesn't really need a microphone when he speaks. He is the founder and headman of Gaptooth Productions, Fabian Dre, and we've also got the mild-mannered Mr. Sean Cuthand, weed dealer extraordinaire.
Who would have thought that's what my intro would have came to after all these years?
Well, sometimes you just gotta go with the flow, I suppose. So Mr. Fabian, we'll start with you. For those in the audience who have not heard of you before, since we're being exposed to an audience during the daytime, just tell the people quickly a little bit about your comedy style and what Gaptooth is and what you've been, the shows you've been running lately.
I do a show on every Wednesday at Black Cat, but you guys aren't allowed to come to the Black Cat. It's but all of the comedians or whatever, we all social quarantine and stuff, but we do a show for the Black Cat stage. Well, Black Cat kind of runs their pizza game and whatever, and yeah, comedians tell some jokes, and it's on live feed on Facebook, and it's fun.
So how
you just did it last week, I believe.
Yes, I did. So how do people, where do people go if they want to see the show?
Look up Gaptooth Productions on Facebook or Instagram. I'm working on a Twitter one. I have a Twitter one all figured out and stuff, but my lady friend, Lan there, she's going to help me out with all that stuff. She's a pretty good social media person too. So Sarah and her, we'll get it figured out.
I think I follow
Gaptooth YXC though. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. I think I follow Gaptooth on Twitter. So
yeah, it's either that or me. I'm not sure which,
I think I follow both. I think you've got two Twitter accounts and I follow both of them.
Okay. I wonder if a Gaptooth one would be better than just a regular Twitter. I think I got my name and Gaptooth. So that's good.
I think so. And Mr. Cuthand, what have you been doing during this pandemic? How would you describe?
And what do you have coming up?
Yeah, for the people who aren't familiar with you, how would you describe your comedic stylings?
I don't want to talk about my comedic stylings. Just kidding.
Why? Because you've got no style.
What did I even say? I never answered that question. Good.
So it's a generic question. There's no substance to that question. It's a hard one to answer. It really is. Like, I don't know how to explain
So what? So how would you describe your comedic vibe, Sean?
It's my weird outlook on life.
Yeah, good storytelling. You have to, I would say, like, what you should do is if you have two guests, make the guests explain the other guy. Make them describe the other guy's comedy.
Yeah, but for us to describe your comedy, we'd be sitting here laughing all night, not just defeating the purpose.
That's because I'm so darn funny.
Yeah, sure you are. That's a good one.
Sure.
So now, Fabian, you've been pretty much quarantined, self-isolated, whatever you want to call it, the whole time. How have you been? How are you holding up psychologically when you weren't able to do shows at the Black Cat?
No, I'm just, I don't like it. Well, it's just, my life's not the same. We're all going to suck when we go back up to, like, whenever they start going again. We're going to have, like, a month where we all suck again. We haven't done it in so long. You can't just go back and take this bunch of a hiatus and not suck. We're going to be rusty as all hell. But let's just get her going. Come on. This is getting fake, isn't it? Like, is this real anymore? Come on. Let's open some stuff up. Let's keep some businesses going here. Like,
well, I read today.
They were projecting 2 million dying, and it's been way less than 5% of that, like, for this whole thing. Like, it's that's really good numbers for what they're projecting. And then the places that they quarantine the most are the places that get, it's like their houses have quarantined somewhere. Like, their houses, or staying in your house would get you the I don't know what to say, because COVID-19 or coronavirus or whatever, but yeah. They say that it's worse when people are, like, staying at home, more people are getting it.
Well, I thought the coronavirus was, I only thought you got the coronavirus when you drank too much Corona.
Well, that's the thing about that one, you know.
You got to like Mexican beer, and I don't, I'm not.
I like Sol. That's my kind of Mexican beer. I like it. It's called Sol. I went up to the Bahamas there. My folks have a place in the Bahamas, and every time I'm there, I drink lots of that Sol beer. It's like the only 5% beer you can get anywhere outside of the country, I swear.
Well, I read today that the government...
I want to do comedy out there.
I read today that the province is looking at opening bars and everything else sometime in June, so we might not have to wait much longer.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I really don't know what to say. Like, I've heard, like, Jody from Black Cat heard that they're not going to be able to have, like, any one of the dance floors, anything like that. So the music venues, like, no bands are planning on doing anything.
Yeah, because like, you also book a lot of grindcore shows, right?
Yeah, but I had, like, a really good, like, real good band called Wine Lips that were coming through on, that was going to be on April 12th. It was going to be a huge show. Like, it was already pretty much sold out. And then everything canceled. I don't know when I'm going to be able to get these guys back. I don't know. And then it looks like Capitol might be closing. Like, you see that? They got a GoFundMe. That's no good. You know, places are closed. But you know what? Black Cat, baby. I would hate if Capitol went away. Like, that's a great venue, too. They have a lot of great shows and good food and stuff, too. Black Cat's open for food again, which is great. That's such good pizza.
So are you... What time is the Black Cat? What are the Black Cat's hours for pizza?
Are we Central Time here?
Yeah.
So I think they're from 4 to 12. And then on Wednesdays, the comedy show's on at 8. And it's all Central Time. Okay. But that Black Cat pizza, and then they have like really good deals. Like, you can get a can of pop, I think, and a small pizza for $10.
So yeah, that's a good deal. Yeah, that's what you said. So you're thinking that... music acts and that won't be coming through until next year then?
Yeah, it's looking like past December, yeah. That's like just from the guys that I've been talking with, it's looking like that, yeah. And that sucks. But the thing is, like, I think the world is ready to laugh. You know, like, let's get this going again. And then if comedy is the only thing really going, then, you know, everyone's going to kind of come out. It might be be cool if it turned into a hot commodity.
Well, there are some, I think there's comedy clubs in Alberta and other places that have started to open up with only like 25% capacity or something. So,
well, that's the other thing too, is they're going to be restricting people.
Some people, the comic strip in Edmonton tonight was open for like their first show.
You ever performed in that room? Cut it?
No.
No, I used to go there. I used to live in Sherwood Park. I used to go there every single weekend.
How many can it hold?
comic strip? Oh, yeah. 500. 500.
Oh, really?
It's right under Fantasyland at West Edmonton Mall. I used to go there every single weekend and watch it, sometimes twice a week. Like, I saw Harlan Williams twice, Greg Fitzsimmons, and Steve-O. I saw, you know, when I left, when I came the weekend, I was moving back to Saskatoon after the job was done out there. The guy the next weekend was Chris Tucker.
Yeah, from a Rush Hour, right?
Yeah, man, that guy. That would have been so cool. That was a Rick Bronson's comic strip.
What year?
That was probably 7-8 years ago. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty, maybe 6 years ago, six, seven years ago, I'd say.
So you both...
Steve was there the weekend before that.
Yeah, from Jackass, right?
Yeah. Like, there was a good one, Rob Schneider. I didn't see Rob Schneider. I couldn't get in. It was sold out all weekend. But that would have been cool to see Rob Schneider. I like that guy. He's funny.
Yeah. So you, both you, Fabian, and Sean have shows coming up this weekend. One of the local comics has started, followed the lead of comics in Edmonton, and they're doing backyard shows now.
That's smart. That's a smart move. You know, it's cool. Like it's going to be cool to see what these feel like.
So what exactly?
I guess they had one already. I guess, and it went. I guess it went quite well.
It's called the Fire Pit Funnies, and
Fire Pit Follies. Is it funnies or follies?
No, are the comedians supplying the fire pit?
No. It's for people who are just chilling in their backyard and want entertainment.
And then I think that Dakota, like I know her and myself, we both are able to supply equipment if we get hired, right? Like if Dakota's got another show and then they want people on another one, we could do more than one show in one place at a time. You know what I mean? Like it. We've got all the equipment, everything.
So how many
do it a night even, right? Like there's possibilities.
So ideally, how many comics would you have for a typical show?
Four.
Depends. You know, like 4 to 6, like 6 for an open mic, 4 for a show.
So if they want to, if anybody is listening to this, I guess the good thing about the local comedy scene is there's been quite the explosion in the last few years where the number of comedians have doubled or tripled. So there's a lot of different comedy stylings for pretty much every taste, I would think.
Oh, it's great. Like, and that's the thing too. Like, well, certain comedians, like if you want a one-liner show, they'll order a couple guys to do one-liners. Or if you want a, you know, like a indigenous show, you get all the indigenous comics and all that stuff. Or like a dirty show, you know, all women.
If they want a dirty show, you just don't shower for a week.
Hey you.
So if somebody wants to book, one of these backyard shows, what's the best way for them to get some more info on it?
I would say basically go to any one of your favorite comedians' page, and we should all have gotten the thing. We should all be sharing it to see if we can get hired. Because this one's kind of like advantageous for all of us. Because if you get hired or whatever, you get to go perform on a show. So everyone's going to want to do it. So I don't see why we wouldn't. Like, so mine will be on the Gaptooth Productions site and my own personal Fabian Dre one too. Like, I want to get booked so I can be on as many shows as I want or as I can, you know. That's one way of beating the system. It's just
shows. What we'll do is we will put up the links on the Facebook and Twitter pages for some of the local comics. So if you want to follow them or find out more information,
I think the main one to look up, I think, would be like the Dakota Ray Hebert or Gaptooth Productions or Sean Cuthand. You know, like just reach out to some of the people who kind of put on the shows, like Comedy Board, Schwabity's Own, and Punchline.
Yeah, Trevor, just share the flyer for us.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure how to do that, but if you could just, like, share it on your thing, that'd be huge, man. I bet you'd even get on a show if you did that.
Yeah, I can share that stuff on the Facebook and the Twitter pages once
this... for fun. I'm sure you can.
Once this episode airs, it's kind of funny.
That was clean. You want clean, Trevor? You got clean right there.
Yeah, I'm. And you even showered, so I'm quite impressed with that.
Are you a shower about that?
No, not really.
See, I can play it by the rules.
Yeah, taking uh, taking a quick sidebar from comedy here, what do you guys think about Iron Mike Tyson making a comeback at 53?
I'd like you guys to explain this one too, because I know nothing about it, but I heard rumblings about it. So if you have more information, I would love to hear it.
Okay,
What's going on here?
Okay, you know who Mike Tyson is, right?
Yeah, he's the best dude ever.
There was a post on his Instagram page of him hitting his trainer had the pads on, and he still had the speed and the head movements and all that stuff. And there's talk about him.
Dude, he's a beast, dude. Like,
yeah,
and he's mentally healthy now too, I think. But yeah,
and there's
unreal. Like,
there's talk about
Holyfield.
There's talk about him doing an exhibition with Holyfield.
Isn't it him and Holyfield are going for part three, and it's going to be Saudi Arabia?
I didn't hear about Saudi Arabia.
Him and Holyfield?
Oh yeah, I heard it's going to be right in Saudi Arabia.
Mike Tyson had a social media post that said something like, "The gods of war have called me to go and fight again." Like, he's
good. Like, I think that's a good thing. The world likes that. The world likes Mike Tyson. At one point in time, I'd say he was the most famous person in the entire world. Everywhere knew who he was, and he was just awesome.
He could probably beat. I don't know. I think he could probably challenge for a title, because I think at 53, like, the older you get, the most precious commodity that you have is your time, and I don't think he would go to all this trouble to get in that good of shape and work out and all that stuff just to do an exhibition match. He wants to come back and take somebody's head off.
And keep in mind, Trevor, that his like depleting, you know, like hand-eye coordination, speed, et cetera, is far inferior, or far, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Far better than what any normal man has.
Oh, yeah.
Like, him at 53 getting worse is, like, better than I'll ever have with you two combined. He's a beast. I don't know. I wouldn't count him out. Like,
and if some people are like it. Yeah, because some people are like at 53. I don't know, but.
Would you take a, like, if I was a multi-billionaire and I said, Trevor, I will give you $14,000 if you let Mike Tyson cork you in the head as hard as he can.
It's got to be more than that. We're talking.
You gotta jump in the ring and box me. Imagine what that would look like. That'd be crazy. I would just, they'd see a man jump, leap over the ropes if I was in there.
So how do you think, once we get back to normal?
I don't know if he wins that, by the way. I bet you he wins. I'm just making that call real quick. Sorry to interrupt. But
it's fine. So once things get back to normal after this pandemic and that, how do you think, like, do you think comedy or live entertainment in the city is going to be the same? Will it ever get back to a normal state?
I honestly don't know how to answer that. I don't know. That's tough.
It depends on the venues being able to.
That's right. Restrictions, et cetera. Yeah.
We got to support them.
Yeah. That's the thing too, is this is the time where, like, I was thinking, like, I should set up a GoFundMe for Black Cat or something.
Yeah,
you know, like,
I don't know. It's gonna be hard.
It's weird times. Like, we've never, you know, like, this is the weirdest thing we'll ever live through in our lives. I don't think anything, unless, like, some sort of, like, weird, like, alien attack happens or something. But this is probably the weirdest thing we'll go through in our lifetime, you know. It's pretty crazy.
Well, they already confirmed those that alien, there were some UFO videos that are.
Isn't that nuts? A little tic tac thing, hey? That's crazy, dude. That's crazy.
Are you talking Area 51 or what?
No, this is just like governments. Like, they just, the CIA released footage. Like, this was even a few months ago. I don't know why it's not getting more of a, like, it's quite interesting. And it's a story that's different from the other ones. You think it would actually develop a little bit of a steam or whatever, but, like, there's these little tic tac looking things. And the planes are flying by. That's what it was. They just take off at, like, the speed of sound or whatever, like, whatever you call that.
So why don't you do comedy? Why don't you do material about that?
Well,
because I don't know.
You know, like if that happened, then don't you think all these people's stories about abductions need to be revisited, you know? I think their story should be really taken a little bit more seriously. We could call it the probation period.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's talk out of this about, world. It's out of this
about,
world.
Talk about E.T. Bone Home.
Oh, yeah, that would be a...
That's good. I like that. That's got some... You don't forget to use that. It's out of this world.
Yeah, out of this world. That's funny. So what have you... So you're... so, Sean, you're working as... In a weed store right now. How is that? How is that going for you?
It's been okay because we've been able to like keep our store open. So luckily, I've had something to do during this lockdown. I've been an essential pot dealer,
and it gives you, and I'm sure it gives you a lot of good ideas for material too.
Oh, yeah, we get some characters coming in. But, yeah, it's pretty fun. I got this granny that comes in and she just crushes on me hard. Beautiful and everything.
Oh, you got her in the palm of your hand. Is she rich? Did she buy a little weed? Get her to store you a joint? Did you have a job there before the thing happened, this pandemic thing? Did you get hired like during or for or like?
I had it like a few months before.
Okay, and which one is it?
Chiaro on 20th Street.
What?
Chiaro on 20th Street.
Okay, Yarrow.
Chiaro.
Chiaro. Yeah, sorry.
There you go.
That's kind of neat, eh?
So has, like.
Do they give you free weed at all? Like, I know everyone would probably ask you that, but I'm genuinely curious.
That's funny.
So the answer is yes, then.
Has this pandemic sort of, how has it affected your material or the way you view the world? Like, comedically.
Who?
Both of you.
Oh, like, well, just, I've been doing these Zoom things and shit and this Black Cat stuff. So I'm like, I'm trying to stay relatively fresh, you know, like, it's good. You got your room stuff. And it's fun to participate in all those things. Like I've been going, but it's nothing quite beats being on stage in front of an audience, you know, it's just, I don't know, but I think my performance is going to be quite effective, to be honest with you. You get rusty if you don't do it for a while. Like you got to stay fresh, I think.
Yeah. And ever since I started open mic, this is the longest I've gone not doing it.
Yeah, same here. And it's just
so Sean, how has it affected your view of the world? Like has it sort of affected your you know, your writing or how you view things, or
I don't know, I still have the same outlook, I guess.
Because this whole situation,
I think, is making us all grow. You know,
we'll grow how?
Stronger mentally.
get a little better with our everyone's a little nicer to each other now too. Everyone kind of misses each other. I think it's kind of nice.
They won't. People will like not take things for granted as much now. Like,
hopefully it makes sense.
I was like talking to someone and like having a good conversation, laughing and everything, and I ended up getting goosebumps because like that was
it was
how much I'm like missing human contact, it seems, you know.
But honestly though, I think the world needed a little bit of a break. Like, everyone was always so on edge, like the whole Trump thing. Everyone was in such bad moods all the time. Everyone's mad at everyone else. But I think now what we've done is we've got a little bit too much time to cool down, you know? So everyone's just kind of antsy to get back at her. But I think maybe everyone will just be nice to each other now, hopefully. That'd be nice.
You be nice to everybody? Is that possible?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure he does then. I got you, Fabian.
You got me.
You better be nice.
I'll try.
So who do you have? So you just have, I mean, the show is going to air Thursday, obviously, but who do you have on the show for tomorrow night or for Wednesday night? Sorry.
Me and Shy are going to host it together. Kind of like what they give her a crack at hosting. And then got Dunleavy, Wolfgang, and Dakota.
Okay. And people can always watch the video after the fact. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Like it'll be live streamed, so it'll be there on Facebook. It's fun too, because it's like, challenges me to write new jokes because I don't want to keep doing the same jokes all the time.
Now, what kind of an audience did you have last week?
Just comedians. And then
No, let me rephrase that. How many people viewed it?
About 300 or so, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah, if you guys like Puritan soup, that's what I made here to eat was Puritan soup. I like that stuff. I don't know if that's cat food or what that is, but it's pretty good.
I didn't know you were a Puritan.
Hey. I like soup. I'm a soup guy. Well, that's, my favorite episode of Seinfeld is the Soup Nazi. You ever see that one? That's so good.
Heard about it, but never seen it. So do you think that once the venues open up again for live comedy and that, do you think that these online comedy shows on Zoom will disappear, or do they have a place?
I don't know. Tough to say. Like some workshops and stuff might stick around, I think.
I think they're kind of like a good place to practice between comedians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for like workshop and everything, yeah. I've met more people from around the world.
That's what some of our open mics end up being. It's just comedians anyway. So,
yeah, they're fun. Yeah.
So, Sean, on our last remaining moments here, Sean, if people want to connect with you on social media, find out a bit more about you, how do they do that?
My Instagram is at Bloody Cuthand, or just my Facebook is Sean Cuthand.
And Bloody Cuthand is all one word?
Yeah. And then you can like our open mic page, the Funny Bone Schmomedy Zone on Facebook. And also The Feather. I produce comedy videos on there.
Yeah, with Ryan Moccasin and Danny Knight, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys doing anything in the near future, or is that kind of on hold?
We're hoping to get some funding. We have a grant we're waiting on. Just, hoping that pulls through and we'll have some fun with that.
Okay, cool. And Fabian, people can get in touch with you on GaptoothYXE on Twitter, Gaptooth Productions on Facebook, or your personal page at Fabian Dre.
You bet.
All right, we will let you get back to your soup eating, and hopefully we get back to the live comedy very soon. You can check out the show's Facebook and Twitter pages for the links to some of our guests' social media pages, and you can contact them if you want more information.